Hello guys, welcome. My name is Abhinav and in this episode I will tell you a story about a beautiful friendship. The meaning of friendship has grown these days. Friendship is not just hanging out or partying with friends, but also sharing every damn problem of our life. Sharing gives us the strength to stand forth to any worst situation that may come up in our life. It was 2014 already in the calendar, and the world has come too far with all new inventions and broad lifestyles. Ahmad and Saya were friends since their college time. They would have been a couple if they didn't have realized that they are meant just to be friends, and thus they ended up with a friendship. As time goes, every bond tightens if the people are mature enough to understand each other. Both of them were mature enough to understand each other, but yet were not ready to marry each other. Saya dreamed of a guy who is smart, intelligent, who hates violence but loves dancing, who values friends more than family, who wants to live his life with freedom. Ahmad was almost the opposite of her requirements, and that is the reason why she didn't want to marry him. But she knew she would never get a friend like him, who is always there for her, helping her out in any weird situation it may be. The word awkwardness was out of their dictionary. So they shared almost everything with each other. Ahmad was a bachelor who stayed in a 1BHK apartment in Pune, as he had joined a designing company soon he passed out of college. He hated sharing his room with anyone, so he never had any roommate with him. Saya worked in another designing company too. She stayed with her parents, but usually, she liked being at his place more than being home. Almost weekends she stayed at his place for overnight movies and drinks. They loved spending time together regardless of what the situation is. They overlooked their families and got into their own world. Saya's family very supportive and understanding, no one ever forced her to get married. She herself had decided to own a house before she would marry. But this wasn't the case with Ahmad at all. His parents stayed in a village side where everyone gets married by the age of 25 at the most. Ahmad's parents were forcing him to get married, and it was getting difficult for him to avoid them any longer. The other weekend, when his father and uncle came over to Pune and took him to meet a girl, he had no clue what would he ask her or even talk to her. Here entered another girl in his life named Nisha, a bold and beautiful girl who always stayed in Pune. Nisha, being a commerce graduate, hardly had any interest in working. She loved enjoying life with rocking parties and overnight outings. Ahmad loved the way she interacted with him on the very first meet, and he was confirmed about her in just a couple of weeks when they spent time to know each other. Ahmad didn't want to hide anything from her, so he told her about Saya and their friendship, saying, "She knows everything about me, right from when I slept to how I slept. I have never seen her knocking even my bathroom when I'm using it, and I really don't want to lose this friend in my life. Is it okay with you?" Her reply to his question was quite straightforward. "Look, if you people really are just friends, I'll be glad to be a part of such friendship. But if you ever have had any relationship which you might be hiding, then I can't take such friendship. A couple after breaking up can never be friends again. Nisha, any relationship can grow if they have trust in it. You can trust me for that," he replied. Saya didn't know any of these talks, but she was happy that he was marrying a girl who liked him too. Ahmad and Nisha got married in a month. That night, when Saya thought about her friendship with Ahmad practically, she saw gaps in the future that might create either between her and Ahmad or Nisha and him. Being at Nisha's place, she would have never actually accepted any of such relation. She would never want to share her husband with anyone else, even as a bestie. And hence she thought of maintaining distance to let them live their life with all the pleasures. Time was passing day by day, month by month. Their meets changed from every day to every week, later every week to every month. Ahmad got busy with his office work, home decoration, and other day-to-day stuff, but still, he missed her and the fun they had before. He always called her up when he had any outing plans with Nisha, but Saya always avoided this so that they can spend some quality time together. Ahmad could figure out why exactly she might be doing this. But every time he comes up to talk to her about this, she always changed the topic to avoid answering him. Saya got an opportunity to travel to Delhi for 3 months project, which she had asked herself to avoid Ahmad and his billion questions. Ahmad tried to stop her from leaving him alone for this 3 months period, but she had already committed and didn't want to think more about it. 3 months later, Saya was returning back from Delhi. She had a flight that got delayed a couple of hours, which landed in Pune at 11:30 p.m. She was tired but wanted to stay awake, as it was her birthday the next day and she was expecting Ahmad's call. She didn't expect him to be with her as it was his first anniversary too. She thought he must have planned something nice for his wife Nisha. The clock stroked 12 and her phone started ringing, but it was her dad's call. She thought she would get back to her room and sleep. She turned her phone off and took a taxi to her place. She closed her eyes to get back to memories she had with Aman on this special day of hers. She remembered her first birthday with him when he took her to the sunset point near Katraj Tunnel in Pune. The chai they had on the top, along with pakodas and drizzling rain. The monkey dance of Aman's, which he did on her one request just to make her happy on her birthday. The dress that Aman gifted her from her own wardrobe, which she had got a couple of days before. Being in her sweet memories, her lips started smiling. Unfortunately, she had to get back to the present as she had reached her place. Tired and sad, Seyal walked towards the door and she took out the key to open the door. She opens the door. She had a redolence of fresh flowers with romantic music playing in the background. It was wired for her as no one had the key for her place. She took a step inside and her leg felt the softness of flowers. She felt it tickling to her legs. She moved inside and saw a cake on the table along with beautiful candles all around. She peeped into the cake to see what is written on it. "You bastard Aman. Come out." She shouted because it was written "Happy birthday bitch." She knew no one could dare to call her a bitch but Aman. Aman came out running and held her from the waist, picking her up and singing the birthday song. She was so happy to see him singing for her. She was a little shocked and happier to see him at her place with all these arrangements that he had done for her. "Greater than Seyal, Aman, I love you dude. Thank you for all these ya. Greater than Aman, it's all my pleasure dear. Greater than Seyal, it's your anniversary too right? But why are you here? Nisha must be waiting for you. You should have done all this for her. This is your first anniversary dude. You should be making her fall for you again and again. You should be showing her how much you love and care for her feelings. She would have got so happy." Aman shut her mouth with piece of cake and said, "Greater than sweetheart, you are my life along with my wife." Nisha came out of the other room and hugged her, wishing her a very happy birthday. She looked very happy planning such a surprise for Seyal. She knew that Seyal was trying to avoid both of them. Nisha always adored their friendship and she never wanted this to have any end in this life. Life becomes simple and easy when you have understanding and loved ones always around you. "Greater than there is nothing better than a friend. If she is your wife, it's a bonus. Dash. Don't you think everyone should have a person like Aman, Nisha or Seyal in their life?" Thank you for listening. If you like this, then please like and comment on this episode. Also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Please find my handle by name Nand_Kar.